What's up, dude and dudettes? Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. I'm your host, Colton Gibbs, sending good vibes and positive energy your way. I'm joined with Jay and Clay York, and today we're going to talk about some dreams. How'd you like that?
I've never heard you talk like that smooth before. It was like honey to my ears.
Oh, thank you.
Warm honey running down a fresh buttermilk biscuit.
I've been working on it.
It's pretty good. I guess what I'm saying is you did good.
Oh, did you dig it? Nice. Did you dig it real deep?
I dig it.
I dug it deep, bro.
All right.
Turn my phone on silence.
Yeah, me too. All right, Clay, do you want to start us off with a dream? You said you had a dream that you wrote down or something of the sort.
I'm going to try to remember it. It's a rather short dream.
Okay.
So pretty good. So it starts, let me set the scene for you.
Oh, set the scene. That's always important.
Now, this dream is, you know the dreams that fall right in between like the feasible and unfeasible? They're realistic.
Yeah.
Like reality with a splish splash of fantasy.
Yeah, those can be the scariest. Splash, you know?
Yes, but I like those dreams because it's almost real, but it's not. But anyway, that's what it's
like. Just real enough that you could see it in your everyday life, but it's like heightened reality.
Yeah. Kind of.
Like when you're in your dream and you can kind of use the force or something.
Yeah, it's around there. But anyway, let me just get into it. So I'll set the scene. I'm in my kitchen. Or in the kitchen, and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like piddling around, I don't remember what I was doing, but I look over and you know the ladles, like you know you scoop stew out with. Well, we have a rubber one at home, or it's some material that doesn't burn, but it's rubberish. Anyway,
it's like that plastic stuff.
Yeah, it's bottom line. It's pretty light,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not like a metal one.
Right.
Well, it's laying on the counter, and I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and then I look over, and I see just the big part where you scoop stuff out lift up off, and it kind of floats like that of a cork when you're fishing.
That's interesting.
And it goes up, and it goes up, and it goes down. And then, you know, I wait a few minutes, I guess, and it's doing that again. Right. Anyway, it's reoccurring. That keeps happening. And somehow, I figured out that
is what inferred means.
Yes.
Or wait, that's never
mind. Okay. Well, okay.
I don't know how to grammar.
This is what I figured out.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. So the magnetic rocks underneath the earth, under our kitchen, they had this little blip in them.
A blip.
They shifted just a little bit, and it just for some reason under our kitchen on this spot on Earth there was just a tiny little. Maybe imperfection, I don't know. It's just, maybe not an imperfection, but it just a little slide or something, just where it doesn't act normal.
Okay.
And each time it shifted, it would, for a split second, turn gravity off a little bit or make it lighter. But it's not like enough for you to jump off the ground and you go flying into the air.
So basically the ladle was just floating because it was light.
Yes, because it was light.
You answered my question that I was about to have because I got a little lost back there, but I wasn't sure if you said the ladle started floating or something in a pot started floating. So,
oh, no.
So it was like a spoon that started floating.
No, it's like the ladle is the mm-hmm. end, the part where you scoop stuff out, like mm-hmm. like stew, that part is coming up, and the handle is staying on the
counter.
Oh,
okay, it's pivoting. Okay, I got you.
And it floats like a cork. It's like that.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure out where the cork came in. And
it's an analogy.
Like it's bobbing.
Okay,
yeah, it's bobbing.
I got you. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's not, and this happened at unpredictable times. It was semi-predictable, like it happened every 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. But it was kind of random too, and like how it bobbed was random too. Sometimes it would go up once, twice, and then it would go down, and then sometimes it would go up three times really quickly, up and down. But anyway, that's what I inferred. It was the plates underneath the earth were shifting, and stuff like light objects that didn't weigh a lot.
Because that's how gravity works.
Yeah, totally. they would float up. But anyway, I had to test this theory in my dream. So this is what I did. I got a cup, or maybe a glass of water, and I put it on the counter, and then I got a nut. So, you know, like you, the little jars of nuts you can get.
I like how you're a scientist in your dream.
I know.
Testing the dream logic.
I like how this, like, makes sense in your own dream logic way. It's really cool.
Yes. So you see it very scientific. Only Only the cashews. Oh. I don't know.
Okay, and there goes out the window. Nothing makes sense.
No. Okay, I got, you know, like the jars of nuts, just tiny nuts. Anyway, yeah. So I wait till the blip happens. So we got a cup on the counter with water in it. And I wait till the blip happens, and I throw the nut into the little thing of water.
Okay.
Now, I missed it the first time, I think. So nothing really happened. It just went into the water, splashed, went under, as you would in real life, or how it would happen in real life.
You missed the blip.
Yeah, I missed the blip. You're right. But then, I got it right. So the blip happened. I threw the nut in, and this is what I inferred. This is what I got from it. The nut went underwater. It bounced off the bottom of the cup, and it shot out the top.
Oh. Whoa.
So, yeah. So
it basically, it bounced off the bottom, and because the blip happened right then, it shot it out of the cup.
Like, huh. Yeah, because gravity turned off at that moment, so not as much.
As it was going up.
That's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
It weakened, so it just hit it, and it bounced up.
So, like, it was floating in the water, but also, since the gravity turned off, it caused it to, once it floated to the top, shoot out of the water?
Oh, no. I got another net.
Oh.
And I threw that nut into the water. It went under, straight through the water, hit the bottom of the cup, and since there wasn't a lot of gravity, it bounced off the bottom, out of the water, out of the
top. That's what you just said.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, that was pretty much
what I said. Oh, okay. Exactly. Well, yeah, you're right then. Anyway, that was basically the whole dream.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. You did a little science experiment in your dream. And
that reminds me of a dream I had a long time ago. I still remember it because it was something like that seemed practical in my dream. I had learned how to make a levitation device when we lived at the old house we used to live in. And I was really young, but I dreamed that I made this device at home, and I strapped it to my chest, and I levitated and just started floating around in the air, and I kind of just paddled my way all the way to my grandparents' house and floated by the outside of their house and looked in their windows, just floating by.
That sounds nice. Very creepy.
So when I woke up, I remembered how to make the device in my dream. So I went and did it. And
how did it go?
It was two 2-liter Coke bottles taped together in the middle on a stick.
I mean,
it didn't work.
Well, I mean, that's a shocker. Seems legit to me, man. I mean,
is that a cup of water over there? Why don't we go ahead and give it a shot here?
let's make a levitation right here, right now. I mean, I've had dreams like that, but I didn't write them down. If I ever have another dream that something like that happens, that I figure out in my dream and want to test in real life, I've got to make sure to write it down, because that would be a really interesting thing. Because I have had things happen where I dream of a solution of something that I need to figure out in real life, and it actually works in real life.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, because it's like you have a problem, you go to bed, you literally sleep on it, and you figure it out in your dream, and it's like, whoa, that's really cool.
Yes. So cool. It's useful.
Yeah. It's like useful dreams. But anyway, I have a dream right here.
All right. Lay it on us.
I can tell. Now, I had this the night that we did the podcast last week is when I had this dream.
Of course. That's what's nice about this. It's like, it's talking about our dreams, but it's also dream fuel.
Yeah. What we should have called it. Dream fuel instead of dreamcast.
Wait, hold on. Does this mean we get progressingly weirder dreams, because maybe we have dreams off of these dreams and then dreams off of those?
Gotta make sure to drink your milk.
Yeah.
Drink your milk, kids. You'll have dreams.
Oh, yeah. If you guys haven't tried that and you want to do some of this stuff at home, if you want to try professional dreaming like us, you just drink you a nice warm glass of milk before you go to bed, and that'll get you on the right track.
Now, I'm not even sure if this is just because I thought it would work or if it's because it actually works, but whatever the reason that it did work, I mean, it worked in the end. After drinking milk, I had some crazy dreams, so
yep.
Try it. Even if it's just, you know, like being, you know, thinking that it'll work and, you know, what is that effect called? The, I almost said Mandela effect, but that's...
What is it called? It's a...
That Mandela effect is something totally different. Oh, shoot. What is the effect? It's like sugar pill effect thing. But anyway, I'll think of it later. But this is my dream. So I want to, I wrote it down in pretty good detail, I'd say, but I want to just tell y'all how the dream is set up. So we're in this giant Airsoft Battlefield.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm, yes. It was pretty cool. But on one part is like a big open field, which is like a power line cutout. And one part is woods. And one part is basically giant tubes that you would see at like McDonald's play place. Mm-hmm. And it's just a ton of these tubes, these playground tubes.
I remember those things.
Yeah. But they're like adult size ones.
Yeah.
And so it's set up kind of like a battle royale style, except, you know, like with their... is weapons on the ground. You pick them up, but the it's not an actual battle royale where everything closes in and you slowly get smaller. It's just like an airsoft battle. So here we go. It was a giant airsoft area, and there were a ton of people there. A lot of the people there were from my church. We each had 3 lives at the start. The game started, and there were weapons scattered around everywhere. I found a pistol and holstered it on my left side for some reason, even though I'm not left-handed.
Hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. I was with my squad as we made our way through what looked like a huge maze of large playground tunnels. Now, my squad, I believe, was you guys and Chase and Tanner. But
The squad.
The squad.
The OG squad.
That's what I call my squad in real life, so I assume it's what it was in my dream.
Got the squad going.
Let's see. As we made through what looked like a huge maze of underground playground tunnels, like the ones at restaurants, but bigger. As we made our way through, several people got shot and were out.
Ooh.
As the game went on, it was clear that there were much fewer players now, and they all had really good rifles, and all I had was a spring-powered pistol.
Ooh,
spring-powered airsoft pistol, like the ones you cock by hand.
Yeah, ooh.
My strategy was running at an opponent, dodging their incoming bullet and getting close enough to hit them with a small pistol.
Oh, wow.
So I had gotten very good at dodging bullets, which I know what that came from. We've been trying to catch arrows.
Definitely.
So that was the mechanics in my dream. I would dodge it because I could see it coming because my reflexes were just that fast.
Oh, man. Progressions, man.
And if you didn't know, the arrows we're shooting at each other are not tipped. They have rubber on the end.
Probably should have explained.
Kind of wanted to explain that, like, it's just little, yeah, little side project
rubber,
we've been doing here. Yeah,
we're safe.
So I dodge their bullet and shoot them in the face.
Oh,
let's see. Where am I at now? Oh, over time I gained a reputation for being a very dangerous player, and as player numbers dwindled, I became a huge target. Okay, I heard a legend of a place that I could get a better gun. It was way away from where I was, and it was deep in the woods. I started to make my way there through a long maze of tunnels, and I could hear the enemy team was near. I scrambled to get out of the line of sight of someone crawling through the tunnels. I very narrowly escaped, and I remember it being very dramatic, like I was about to get seen and I was going to get shot, and I couldn't run away because I was in a tight tunnel.
Oh, man.
I finally got out of the tunnels, making my way into a big field, almost like a power line cutout. But when I stepped into the field, I gained the attention of most of the people that were left in the game.
Aww.
Everybody just like looked at me and was like, "Get him!" I took off running towards the woods that I was going to, and everyone started to shoot and chase me and a few of my comrades. I ran at a few enemies, dodging their bullets as they flew at me and proceeding to shoot them with my tiny pistol, then running away. We finally made it into the woods, which slowed our enemies down a little bit, as the path was way too small to fit a lot of people in. Good thing, too, because I was running very low on ammunition. As we walked down the trail that was supposed to have great weapons, all we found were cooking spoons, hammers.
Again, with the cooking spoons.
Again, with the cooking spoons. We're going to find a lot of...
Did it float?
No, it did not float. We found cooking spoons, hammers, knives, and pans. Nothing good like a rifle, and not even any ammo for my pistol, which I was looking for. We couldn't stay long, though, as the enemy was coming for us. We decided to make our way back to the field, somehow avoiding the enemies. Once we got back, we discovered that there were only a few people left, so we fought until I was the only one on my team left. I guess everybody else got out. And there were only about 3 people on the opposing team. I was out of ammo, but I could still dodge bullets, and I had picked up a knife in the woods.
Oh, okay.
The leader of the enemy team was none other than Stanton, the church youth leader.
Oh, man.
Stanton, the airsoft master.
And he had 2 teammates. I decided that I if I had no bullets left and there wasn't much hope for winning, then I was going to take Stanton out with me.
Oh, gosh.
I stood facing the three men like a standoff from an old cowboy movie. Then I charged, knife in hand, barreling towards my target. They took shots at me, but I dodged them all. Nothing was going to take me out before I got one last kill.
Oh, jeez.
I saw my chance. I knew I wouldn't make it out alive, but I had to take it. I ran as fast as I could, dodging bullet after bullet, growing closer and closer until I went for it, sliding down next to his leg like a baseball player sliding to home base.
I thought this was airsoft, man. Yeah, you got airsoft. A knife running after somebody?
I took my knife and sliced the back of his knee open.
Oh, poor Stanton.
And as I did, I was shot with a bullet from one of his teammates. But I had done it. I had gotten the one last strike. I didn't win, but it was fun, and I gained a dangerous reputation.
Do you have something against Stanton?
I'm confused. I don't know. I don't know what that came for. I don't know what that came from. I said I didn't win, but it was fun, and I had gained a dangerous reputation. The man with the pistol who took on an army.
You know what this reminds me of, though?
What?
It reminds me, we've been playing Star Wars Battlefront on PS4, mm-hmm. and there's this character on there. It's a little fish guy, and when you're playing as him, basically the strategy, you have a little pistol and a baton.
And you run up to him.
You shoot, and like you hit him a few times, and then you run up to him and beat him with the baton.
Colton
and
the fish guy.
That's how you win. We and Clay were playing as him the other day, and we were like, man, this is the best character on the game.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny fish guy.
Yeah, we were hiding in the tunnels.
That's funny.
We were in tunnels, too.
Yeah, we were just taking them out one by one.
I haven't even played that game, but that's weird. Yeah, but I was like, I'm going to get him. I'm not going to take him out with me. I don't know why. Gosh. And I don't know why I had a knife, because I literally sliced the back of his knee open.
Oh, man. Poor Stanton. I feel bad for him.
I remember I slid on to the left side, and his teammate shot me. And they were shooting at me, and I was dodging it, and I could see them like in slow motion. Like, you can see the arrow sometimes, like, and you just move around it. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those little black and white Nerf balls that come in the Nerf guns nowadays that you can buy at the store. But they were, I don't know why that was in there too at an airsoft match. But yeah, it was an epic dream. I almost didn't write it down. I told Clay earlier that I thought it was a short dream, but once I started writing, I was like, this is a long dream.
You start remembering more and more too.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
I mean, I was writing it down and I was like, I know what I'm going to do next podcast. So that was pretty cool. I'm glad I hope I have a good dream tonight. After talking about and recalling the dreams, I feel like it'll make it even better.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to have that. Yeah.
So did you want to tell your nightmare of a dream?
Yeah, so I had a nightmare the other night. I kind of think after I tell this one, maybe you guys want to talk about the whole dream realm concept?
Yeah, we can try talking about that.
Sure. Okay. Anyway, I'll just get started then. What I mean by dream realm is that it takes place in the setting of the dream takes place in a place that I've seen in multiple other dreams that I visit from time to time. Like, I can recall several dreams in the past, maybe not as memorable, but they took place in the same imaginary location. Mm-hmm. But this is, it's like in the woods, and there's a trailer park and a bunch of abandoned buildings, like abandoned Walmarts and stuff, and like condos,
and this is a recurring place.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's super creepy. Like, it's usually those dreams where I go in and my horrible worst fear of walking in on an abandoned house and finding someone.
Oh, I was just talking about this to somebody the other day about I was like, I don't have many irrational fears, but one of them is walking in on someone in an abandoned house.
Yeah. So Clay, I think it was you with me. And we were doing our typical thing of exploring these abandoned buildings in the middle of the woods. And we went into this trailer, and we started, it's all coming back to me. Like, not only what I dreamed the other night, but dreams past, like, in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. But I'm in this abandoned house, and it's like a trailer. And we're walking around looking at all this stuff, and we're wondering if someone lives there. And I don't remember much of the dream, but I do remember we started finding, like, I just remember another part. We followed a creek to get to it, by the way. Like, it was one of the creeks, like, down the road from Colton's house, and we followed it, and that's how we got to the spot. But we started finding little splats of red in the trailer, and the more we looked around, we found like these bottles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there apparently had been a kid missing. It went missing recently. And this just eerie feeling came over me. And I realized that the bottles and the red, like a kid had been, or this guy that went missing had been like chopped up and stuffed into these bottles. Gosh. Yeah. By this serial killer that lives in the trailer park in the middle of the woods.
What have you been watching? Nothing. Every time. Nothing. Like, something.
It was just a nightmare, dude.
That's weird.
Yeah, I started not to even tell it.
Sounds like The Shack.
That exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. Ooh. Oh, it's bad. Like we've just found like little red drops and we're like, this is blood. And yeah, it turned out that's what it was. Oh, there's a seal.
Chopped up. That was the whole dream.
That was basically the dream. Wow. It was very disturbing.
So you never saw a serial killer?
I don't think so. I think
did you run?
I think we ran after that.
That was a wild. But it was
really
choice.
Realistic. Huh. Like this spot in my dreams that I visited before, I've also found where someone was poaching turtles, like catching turtles and killing them and sticking them in these abandoned sinks just laying out in the woods. Yeah,
really weird.
And the fact that this happened so much in my mind, it makes me think it's a real place somewhere almost.
Oh my gosh.
One time I was in this spot in a dream. This was a while back, and it was like an abandoned hotel, and I was walking from room to room, and I opened this door, and I go in, and there's like, it looks like someone's living there. Like there's a couch, a TV that's on. I think it's like static.
That's eerie.
Yeah, and there's like stuff laying everywhere, and a fridge, like, and there's a couch. I think I said that, but you can tell someone's living in there. Ooh. And I walk around the corner, and I see them like sleeping or something.
Oh, somehow that gives me I know
they're like a serial killer, and I have to run. Oh. And I have to like jump. I'm running on top of this abandoned building, and parts of it are crushed and stuff, and I'm having to get through the rubble to get away.
Oh my gosh. Stuff like that gives me the creeps, because it's like one of those things where you can't wake up the killer, or you can't, you can't make a noise or something along the lines of that. It's just, it's like so intense.
Like you hear snoring, and then I go around the corner and boom, there it is.
Now, I do find it interesting that you have dreams that are recurring locations, because I never...
You don't have that?
I've had... Well, no, that was even... I've had a recurring dream in a different house, and it was like 10 years apart. But I rarely, if ever, have a dream in the same location. It's normally just some random place, or it's a place I've been at recently, and... Yeah, I've never had a recurring location in my dreams.
I have, like, I was just going to say, I have, or sometimes I'll be dreaming, and I'll go to this location, and when I get to it in my dream, I'm like, I've been here before.
Yeah. Huh.
However, I can't really recall back those specific locations.
So you guys don't have this to that degree? Like, you don't, both of you don't like, have, like, places that you visit from dream to dream?
Well, like, I'll have a spot. And I'll visit it, and then when I wake up, I forget about it. And then next time I have it in my dream, I remember it. But it's typically only twice.
It's interesting, because usually when this happens, and I'm at this spot that I've been to before, it's not very, I don't know that it's familiar while I'm having the dream, but when I wake up, I'm like, I remember other dreams that took place in the same exact spot in that dream.
Like now, I guess I've had like dreams that recur at my house, but that's not a made up place. Yeah. It's like a normal, I'm there a lot. So
the other main places that my dreams take place in are like the beach house. We have a beach house down near Panama City, and it's like the beach house, but it's not, it's different.
Askew.
Yeah. Okay. Like just the landscape and stuff isn't the same. It all seems normal in my dream. You know how that is. But there's that one, and that usually involves some kind of crazy nightmarish fish or something.
some kind of, or the, is that where the dream boat episode happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. If you haven't listened to that, don't.
One of our early.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's probably not bad, but sure, listen to it, but
with a grain of salt.
Can that be used in that context?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Talking about recurring things. I don't want to go on too long. I'd like to keep it under 30 minutes because it makes it easier to edit. And I feel like for listeners, it makes it easier to digest.
Yeah.
An hour podcast, you know, just starting out, that might be a little much. But anyway, thinking about recurring places in your dreams that are, you said it's pretty much a made up location, right? Like different locations mixed together.
It's usually like a location I've seen, except for the abandoned trailer park. I don't know where that came from, but it's usually places I've seen, but they're just a little different. The other one that I get all the time is Wild Adventures.
Well, talking about like, you said the trailer park, you're not sure where it came from. It kind of reminded me of some people, in order to keep memories, they will build a house in their mind, like a made up place. And store certain memories in drawers and stuff to help them remember things. And I was, I don't know why, it's a little bit off topic, but it made me think of that. Like, I wonder if you could use that made up location as your
memory
storehouse. Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. It's like a memory house, your house of memories that you keep in your mind and you can walk through it.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Like, I think when I walk through these abandoned houses in my dreams, so like, some dreams, they're not all eventful like that. A lot of times they're just like me exploring these abandoned buildings. But I think some of the stuff I see in there is actually familiar.
So if you could lucid dream and go to that location, I wonder if you could like open a drawer and like find a memory or something. Really weird.
And like each location that reoccurs in my dreams is has a different mood to it. And that one's always like a lot of anxiety.
Oh, so that might be like your mansion from NF.
Yeah.
Like it's graffiti on the walls and such.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Like you should burn it next time you go.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. Burn all your anxiety away. Oh, man. Well, I reckon we can end it on that note.
Some interesting stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was pretty interesting. I enjoy talking about dreams and dreamscapes and all that stuff. I really would love to be able to lucid dream, and I've tried for a while. I haven't done it, the techniques consistently, but that might be something we all should work on. Like,
I mean, if we're going to do this podcast regularly, I think we should all acquire that skill.
Yeah, it should be like a, it should be a priority. But yeah, guys, we're going to end off on that note. Thank you for listening. Be sure to add us wherever podcasts are listened to, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will be posting, I believe, next Wednesday. That posting schedule could change to Saturdays. We'll just have to figure that one out. But yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll talk at you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.